各位菩萨，大家母亲节快乐。
Hello everyone, Happy Mother's Day.
听说今天的天气预报原本是下雨的哦，但是为了要让各位妈妈能够跟家人去吃一餐，所以忽然调整了天气。
I heard the weather report says it's supposed to rain today, but because it's Mother's Day, I guess the weather reaccommodated. So everyone can enjoy today.
今天我们也有机会我来谈一谈这个佛陀的故事。佛陀在出生的时候这个天气呢大放异彩然后他的妈妈在生他的时候是无忧无虑的，而且生完之后是觉得非常非常的快乐一点都没有受到这个什么分娩时候的苦痛诸天也非常的欢喜下降了这个天雨宝花下来。
So we have a rare opportunity today that we can talk about Buddha's life story and about the Buddha's birth story as well. On Buddha's birthday, it was also a great day and there's a spacious clouds around and Buddha's mother, the Queen Mara, gave birth without any pain and suffering. And actually, she really enjoyed the entire thing. And there were flowers rain from the heaven.
那今天会讲的这个佛国之旅呢，主要的重点会是结合在佛陀当时候的时空背景，然后结合了这个原始佛典对佛陀当时候的一个历史背景的陈述，然后再配合上今天那我们去到印度参访时候的所见听闻以及相片，来用一个佛陀的时间表的方式来呈现这个佛国之旅。
So today, we're going to talk about the journey to the Buddha land, and we'll mainly approach this topic based on the time and space that Buddha had lived, and according to the original Buddhist texts and the historical narrative accounts of his lifetime.And also our recent trip to India with photos to share and also stories we heard.
那我今天请问一下，在座有多少人有去过印度？
First, I would like to ask, how many of you have gone to India?
Wow,
please raise your hand.
是跟师父去的，请举手。
Please raise your hand if you have visited India with Master Shen Yan.
Wow, 好，还是有，好。那我们来回顾一下圣严师父他说他在十几岁的时候就已经知道印度是佛教的祖国母国，那当佛陀出生的地方跟发源的地方是在这个地方，可是自从印度教的复兴以及回教的入侵，到十一世纪的时候佛教已经在印度灭亡，那想要回到印度去看到佛陀时代的这个佛教兴盛的状况已经是不可能了，但是佛教的遗迹毕竟怎么样还是在印度，所以我们回到那边之后虽然看了这些残存的遗迹，但是我们内心怎么样还是能够以此寄托缅怀，这里毕竟是佛陀的出生地。
Shifu said India is a birthplace of Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha and Buddhism. However, unfortunately by the 11th century, Buddhism had disappeared in India due to the revival of Hinduism and invasion of Muslim. It is impossible for us to go back to Buddha's time to really experience and see the prime time of Buddhism. The ruins of Buddhism, however, the ruins of Buddhism are still in India, even though after hundreds of years of destruction by Muslim, they almost disappeared on the ground. Nevertheless, India is, after all, Buddha's birthplace and origins of the faith that are worshipped by many people. So it is still worth paying a visit.
那我们先来看一下印度的地理位置，它是在亚洲的部分。那右边这个地方是中国，那左边这个地方是印度。那中国跟印度之间隔了一个什么？喜马拉雅山。所以待会也会讲到一部分的玄奘大师如何越过了这重重的障碍，然后来到印度取经。
So first, this is a map showing the geographic location of India, and you can see China is on the right side, and India is on the left side, and between China and India, what divided the country is a Himalayan mountain.
那这一个佛陀行迹的地方呢，主要是在印度的 UP 省跟 Bihar 省两个省。而这两个省之间，佛陀从出生，然后一直到苦修，然后到这个证悟，然后随着开始出度他的弟子，然后到最初僧团的成立等等，一直到佛陀涅槃，就在这两个省之间。
So you can see this an enlarged map. Shows the two provinces which Buddha spent almost his lifetime from birth, growing up and practicing ascetic practice, and then reached Buddhahood, starting preaching Dharma and eventually entering Nirvana. So his entire lifetime spent almost in two provinces in India. It's called Upasana and Pishasa.
这样的佛陀弘化的面积到底有多大呢？我试着用我们大家比较熟悉的地理概念，所以我找了一下新泽西的地图，然后左边也是新泽西的地图，但把它反过来，那佛陀他弘化的面积大概就是两倍大的新泽西。
So just to give us a sense how big the area that Buddha spent his lifetime and also preaching Dharma, I find a concept that's maybe you can do some comparison. It is about the two size of a New Jersey, the area of New Jersey.
重点是佛陀是用走路的。
But it's worth to emphasize that Buddha actually was travel on his foot.
好，我们简单的来看一下佛陀的一生。从佛陀的前生他是在多帅内院的护明菩萨，然后他出生在兰毗尼园，然后在迦毗罗卫城成长，在苦行林修道，然后在尼连禅河停止他的苦行，然后在菩提迦叶证悟，在鹿野苑初转法轮，在达美克二转法轮。那最初的僧团成立在鹿野苑的摩拉甘陀库迪金舍。那接着呢，两大弟子，那就是这个舍利弗跟目犍连，他们前来皈依是在竹林金舍。然后呢，最先成就了这个1250大阿罗汉的因缘是在王舍城。然后再往佛陀的故乡走，回去度王族。然后在度完王族之后，随着比丘尼僧团成立的因缘，在毗舍离，然后最后又回到了这个王舍城，那在这边宣讲《法华经》，然后接着因为王舍城这个国王的变化，所以佛陀又走到了这个乔萨罗国在奇树集孤独园。然后最后回到居士那罗读最后一位弟子。
So this is a brief account of Buddha's lifetime chronologically. So it started with Shakyamuni Buddha's most recent previous lifetime was as a Huming Bodhisattva. It was a great Bodhisattva that was just need one more life to attain Buddhahood.And then Shakyamuni Buddha was born in the area of Lumbini. And then he grew up in the city of Kapilavastu, of his father's kingdom. And then he practiced ascetic practice in the austere forest. And then he gave up his ascetic practice at Narajara River. And eventually attained the Buddhahood under the Bodhi tree at the Bodhi Gaya. After enlightenment, he first preached, turned the wheel of Dharma at the deer park at the Rajatana, and turned the second wheel of Dharma at Dhammika. And he formed the Malankanto Monastery, the first monastery he formed. And then at the Bamboo Grove Monastery in Rajaga, he received two big disciples. He's one of his two prominent disciples, Shariputra and the Mongolian. And in Raghurha, he delivered 1,250 arhats. And after that, he returned to his royal family and delivered the royal family. And then he hosted the assembly of Lotus Sutra at the Gridahasak Hill. And then he also went up heavens to preach to his birth mother, King Maya. And then eventually he went to Javanta and eventually delivered the last arhat at Jushinala.
那我们先从佛陀的出生讲起。佛陀的出生地叫做兰毗尼，那它的意思是 The Lovely 的这个地方，充满了欢悦的一个地方。
So first we'll start with the birthplace of Shakyamuni Buddha. It is an area called Lambini. The meaning of it is joy, abundance of joy.
那兰毗尼这个地方是在印度跟尼泊尔的一个交界。那事实上，尼泊尔本来是属于印度。好。
So Lambini is located the borderline of India and Nepal, and originally in history, Nepal was part of India.
那尼泊尔政府他们现在计划把各种不同的佛教宗派，那想要把它设立在这一个兰毗尼的园区里面。那现存我们看到了有泰国的系统进来，然后也有南传的系统进来，但是汉传的系统目前还没有。
We learned that Nepal government wants to establish different Buddhist schools, traditions around the Lambini area, Lambini Park. So far we have seen Thailand Sanghas have been invited, but we haven't seen the Chinese Buddhist tradition have been invited there.
那在佛陀出生之前，事实上，佛陀的母亲，有一段时间她是没有办法顺利的怀孕的。那在一段时间之后，这个他的母亲，他梦见了一头长着六根象牙的这个大白象，然后走到他的这个肚子里面，那不久他就醒过来，那醒过来一段时间之后就发现他怀孕了。
So this is the Buddha's mother, Queen Mahamaya. The tale had it that for a long time, the queen couldn't get pregnant until she had a dream that a white elephant who has six tusks entered his womb, and then she got pregnant.
那这个时候，在出生之前的佛陀在哪里？在多帅内院，对不对？好，那多帅内院的那个时候的佛陀的名字叫做护明大士。那他曾经在迦摄佛时代非常精进的努力的修行，然后最后证得一生补处之后上升到多帅内院。那这里有一个很实际的问题，就是我们以为在多帅内院就怎么样 好像一种永恒的感觉，对不对？但佛经里面写出来说，当多帅内院的护明大师他的寿命到了，他寿命有几岁？有4000岁。当他寿命到的时候，他的这个什么，自然出现五种现象，一种是什么？天人头上的花怎么样？枯萎，然后腋下开始会什么？流汗。然后第三呢，衣服怎么样？本来天衣是很轻很舒服的，它开始会脏，而且怎么样？出现这个裂缝。然后第四个呢，他身上的这个光怎么样？消失。然后第五个呢，就是他这个位置怎么样？老是坐不住啊，坐不住。就有这五种现象。
So, I want to ask, at this precise time, where was Shakyamuni Buddha? Before he entered his mother's womb. Actually, he was in the heavens realm, where he was the great Bodhisattva Hu Ming. Actually, at the times of Jashe Buddha, he practiced really hard, so he ascended to heaven at that time. But even in the heaven, usually they enjoy a long lifetime, about 4,000 years. Even in heaven, they will still pass away because at the time there were 5 signs showing that they are about to, that the lifetime in heaven is about to end it. The 5 signs are, first, the flowers above their heads start to drop. They start sweating and their clothes start to get dirty and heavy. And their glow starts to disappearing. And they cannot sit still. So those are 5 signs that heavenly beings are about to pass.
当天人看到多帅内宫中的这个护明菩萨每天为他们讲经说法，但是出现这五衰象限，也知道这个不久护明菩萨即将离开他们，所以他们很伤心。但这个时候的护明菩萨跟他们讲说，所有的众生都是怎么样？因为因缘而有，因为因缘而生。那既然是因缘有，因缘生，一定会怎么样？也会有因为因缘而消失，更何况是我。所以一切众生都是无常的，那你们应该要去了解如果是这个现象要去追寻，那如何能够从这个生死之中能够去解脱。
So at that time Shakyamuni Buddha's followers in heaven became afraid because when they see the 5 signs and then they realized that Shakyamuni Buddha was about to pass away in that heavenly life. But Shakyamuni Buddha said, well, all beings are impermanent according to cause and conditions. So there's no need to be afraid. And instead, we need to practice hard to seek liberation.
现在在照片上看到的呢，就是这个摩耶夫人庙。那根据实际考古学的这个考证，原本在这块地上所找到的建筑物呢，我发现它的历史一直没有超过这个西元前3世纪，所以对于佛陀出生的这个年代就有一点点不太能够确定。但最新的考古学就发现，在这一层地上呢，在把它向下深入的时候，终于发现出它原始的这一个旧的这个足迹，而且推论它的时间是超过西元前的600年的。
So the photo, the picture just is outside of Queen Maya's temple, and this one is inside Queen Maya's temple. And the ruins they dig out first trace back to 3 centuries BC, but actually when they continue to extravagate, there are stones showing that they actually go back all the way to 600 BC. And it's a bit uncertain to ascertain the Buddha's birth time.
那在这里有发掘出来的就是这个摩耶夫人，然后她从这个腋下然后生出这个悉达多太子的这个雕像。那为什么你看到这个雕像的脸会这个样子呢？它原因是在印度教这个回教入侵之后，在十一世纪而入侵之后，他们对于佛教跟其他宗教的破坏就是都把他们的脸把他们五官怎么样都把它磨平，让你没有办法去辨别。事实上这也很花时间。
So this is the stone, the picture of the stone shows the story of Queen Maya gave birth to Shakyamuni Buddha from her side. And you will notice that the faces of the stones are all eased away or destroyed. Why is that? Because after invasion of Muslim, they tried to destroy all the faces of the Buddhist statues. It actually is quite time-taking.
那这个是依照它原有的这个石雕，然后再重新去把它雕刻出来，我们就可以很清楚的看到原来的景象。
So this is a picture showing what would be the original stone look like before it was destroyed.
那这里可以看到随着回教入侵，然后到近世纪十九世纪的这个考古挖掘，在还没有挖掘之前，很多佛教的遗迹在被破坏之后就没有人去照顾，所以都被深深的这个不管是灰尘或者是泥土就去掩埋，所以我们可以看到最原始的状态它其实被掩埋得非常深。
So after the invasion of Muslim, you'll notice that most ruins of Buddhism have been buried very deep because no one takes care of them anymore.
然后这个石柱呢它虽然没有非常完整，但是上面刻了一段印度非常非常古老的文字。那经过这个考古学的解读，那它上面所雕刻的文字就是说，阿育王于灌顶，灌顶就是他登基，阿育王于登基的第二十年亲自来这里朝拜。那这个地方是释迦牟尼佛诞生之地，而且我造了一个马的像在这一边然后以示纪念佛陀在这里出生，而且并特别的告示这个村中的所有的人都怎么样，不需要去缴税但是可以知道不需要缴税是一回事，但是要缴收入的八分之一。
So the pillar I just showed you in previous photo was established by King Ashoka. It's called the Ashokan Pillar. So there were words carved into the stone, carved into the pillar, and after archaeologists discovered that the text says King Ashoka after he ascended to the throne, the second year of arising to the throne, he came to this place to worship Buddha's birthplace. He said this is where Shakyamuni Buddha was born. So people around this area, no need to pay taxes just to in honor of Shakyamuni Buddha. However, they still need to pay one-eighth of their salary, or their income.
那事实上是当时候的人民，他要除了要缴税之外，还要缴他收入的八分之一。但这个村庄因为是佛陀的出生地，所以他只要缴，他不需要缴税。
So this at that time in that kingdom people not only need to pay tax, they also need to pay one eighth of their income.King Ashoka just make exception for people in that village where Buddha was born because he wanted to honor Shakyamuni Buddha.
那在这个石柱上方原本有雕刻着一匹马，那后来因为年代的关系，所以这个马像它就非常的不明显。那所以有人推敲，为什么要在佛陀的出生地放一匹马呢？那是不是代表佛陀当时的生肖是属于马呢？
So So the Ashokan pillar actually was a one big stone. There were actually a shape of a horse was originally carved out. So now it's just left out this image in showing the picture. And people start speculating why King Ashoka sculptured a horse. Is that because Buddha was born in the year of a horse?
那我们也在这个地方有看到一块这个五戒的碑，就是在一块石碑上，然后刻了这个不杀生、不偷盗、不邪淫、不妄语跟不饮酒的这个五戒碑。
And also around this area during our trip, we noticed there's the five precepts sila carved into one stone.
然后这里, 看到这是佛陀的出生地。那佛陀他成长的地方，事实上是在迦毗罗卫城。
So this photo shows the Buddha's hometown where he grew up. That's the city of Kalipasavatu.
那佛陀在从多塞内院准备下降到人间的时候呢，他询问一名叫做金团天子的这个天人，那这个金团天子他是怎么样？游历世界，无所不知。然后他就佛陀请他建议说，在这个娑婆世界哪一个地方最适合我去投生呢？哦，那事实上金团天子大概提出了二十几个建议，然后但是佛陀都再去看了一下，就发现这些建议都不是很好。 要么就是这个国王太小气，要么就是这个这里的国家的人民怎么样，太凶恶，等等等等这些条件，佛陀一个一个的过滤之后，最后决定选择出生在迦毗罗卫城。
So the tale had it that before Buddha Shakyamuni Buddha was born, when he was still the Huming Bodhisattva, he actually went to consult with a heavenly being who knows everything because he travels a lot. So that heavenly being recommended 20 possible birthplaces for Buddha to be reborn in the Saha world. But Buddha said, well, this was not good because the king was too stingy, and that one was bad because the people in that area was really bad, were nasty. And then eventually he chose the city of Kalapitasa.
在这里我们可以知道说，在我们看到佛陀的经典这样子，里面从来没有记载到佛陀抱怨过他的国家。 因为什么？是他自己选的。
So in all literatures texts, you never seen that Buddha complained about his birth country, birthplace, because he chose that place.
那这是佛陀的这个国家，它叫做迦毗罗卫城，它位用我们这个大概两倍大的曼哈顿的面积。
So this is the picture of showing how big Buddha's hometown is. The Buddha's home it's about the two sides of Manhattan.
那它的北边, 其实距离这个喜马拉雅山是很近的。
So to the north, it's very close to Himalaya Mountain.
那这是现有的这一个 迦毗罗卫城的一个考古遗迹。 在北边的这个地方呢，他们还发现了佛陀的父母，这个净饭王，跟摩耶夫人的这一个小的一个冢，冢就是这个墓，对。
And so this is a picture showing above the 10,000 feet, from aviation picture showing the current site of the Kapilasvara where Buddha was growing up. And to the north, there was actually still tomb honoring Buddha's father, King Shadahana, and his mother, Queen Maya.
那从佛陀的故乡，他看到的这个大雪山，这个景象。
So this is a picture showing from the city Kapilavatu, seeing the snow mountains near, in the far.
这个是 佛陀的迦毗罗卫城旧的这个城墙遗迹。
So this is showing the ruins of the walls of Kapilavastu.
那就是是这个净饭王的冢。
This is a tomb of Buddha's father, the king Suhadana.
那在此我们来简单的介绍一下佛陀的这个族谱。佛陀的祖先呢叫做108代以前的祖先叫做大众平章，然后随着这个一代一代流传下来之后，到这个前1,2,3,4,5,6,7前七代的祖先叫做大毛草，而这个大毛草呢，它的梵文发音就叫做 Gautama， 所以有些人他会称佛陀为乔达摩，乔达摩就是这个原因。然后佛陀的爷爷叫做狮子夹，那狮子夹生了四个儿子一个女儿。然后在隔壁城在这个迦毗罗卫城的隔壁叫做有一个叫做罗摩切国的天壁城，那这个城主他的名字叫做善觉，然后他生了八个女儿，然后到这个适婚的年龄的时候呢他们就彼此结婚。然后佛陀的爸爸净饭王呢，他娶了其中的两个一个叫做义，也就是摩耶夫人，然后一个就是大爱道。然后其他的佛陀的其他的这个叔叔三个叔叔也相继的去把这个善觉城主的剩下的六个女儿都怎么样娶回来然后我们可以看到说佛陀的爸爸跟他的妈妈生出了佛陀，然后佛陀的爸爸跟他的姨母大爱道生出了难陀，然后他的三个叔叔护梵王生出来的儿子一个叫做阿难一个叫做提婆达多。
So this is a picture showing the family tree of Shaka clan, basically. So on top, the red box is Buddha's Shakyamuni Buddha's 108th generation ancestor, and then it shows all the way down to the 7th generation ancestor of Shakyamuni Buddha, and then you see Buddha's father Shihanu just. Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha's grandfather had four sons and one daughter. So Buddha's father, King Suhadana, is one of the sons. And that son married a nearby king's daughter. That king, the nearby kingdom, the king is called Shaprabuddha. That king has eight daughters, and they actually one by one married into Shakyan clan, and Buddha's father married Queen Maya, and they had Shakyamuni Buddha as a son, and his father King Shadahadana married the second daughter of the nearby king and had one son that's Shakyamuni Buddha's half brother Nanda, and then Shakyamuni Buddha's uncle, he has three uncles, and one of the uncle had two sons. And the one son is Ananda, and the other son is Devadatta.
所以可以看到佛陀的亲属关系这里也简单的讲这其中就有难提迦，然后婆离提利等等他的这些表兄弟，那绝大多数都在佛陀成佛之后的第三年回到祖国的时候，然后相继的把这一些王子们都度脱成为出家众。
So the map is the family tree show the all the relatives Shakyamuni Buddha had, and also the cousins he had. Actually, in the third year after his enlightenment, Shakyamuni Buddha returned home and delivered all these prince, and they became monastic.
那佛陀在十二岁的时候有一天他在他的园子里面，然后就看到有一头雁，然后中箭之后掉下来，那佛陀就把这个雁呢把它扶起来，然后帮他把这个箭拔起来，然后帮他敷药。那这个时候提婆达多的这个侍者就跑来问佛陀说，请问你有没有看到有一只雁啊它掉到你的园子里？然后这个佛陀就说，如果这只雁死掉的话，那就是属于你的，可是它是活着，那它是在我这里活着，它不应该是属于你的。那结果提婆达多再次的请人来讲说，不管这只燕子是死是活，它终归是被我射到还是我的。然后最后呢，有一个天子他就跑出来，就是说这个呢，谁拥有它，谁养它而且它是活命的状态，谁就最有资格养它。但是因为这样的一个事件，开始让这个提婆达多对佛陀开始产生了这个仇恨的感觉。
So there was a story happened when Shakyamuni Buddha was 12 years old. So one day he discovered there was a wounded geese or goose, wounded goose nearby, or swan anyway. So he wanted to take care of this animal, and then his cousin's attendant came saying, "Oh, that was what we were looking for. Please give back to Prince Devadatta." And then Shakyamuni Buddha said, "Well, because it is alive, that's why I should take care of it, not give to you. Even though it was hurt by Devadatta." And then there appeared a heavenly being saying, "Well, if this swan is alive, and it should be taken care of by Shakyamuni Buddha." So even though Shakyamuni Buddha, 12 years old, Shakyamuni Buddha had the possession of this swan, his cousin Devadatta started holding grudge against Shakyamuni Buddha.
那有一次佛陀的爸爸带着他们这个兄弟然后去巡视这个田野，那在巡视的过程里面发现农夫把田翻过之后翻出很多的虫，瞬时间后面就会跟了很多的飞鸟去把这个虫吃掉，所以佛陀在这个时候去看到生命的生老变死的过程，然后走了没多久之后他看到一棵树，他就跟其他人讲说我不跟你们了，你们就离开吧，我想要在这里坐一下。结果在坐一下之后，他就去地观这一个生死的问题，然后佛陀就在这个时间在十二岁的时候，因为地观了这个思想这个生死的问题，所以他首次进入到初禅。
So when Shakyamuni Buddha was 12 years oldOne day, his father, King Suddhodana, was leading the group observing people harvesting, planting crops in the field. And because they put out the soil, and then their worms come out, and then see animals eat the worms. And when 12-year-old Shakyamuni Buddha saw what was happening, he said, "Well, you go play. I want to sit on that tree and meditate for a while." So he went there and just contemplate what he had observed, the death of worms, small animals, and the life of those beings. And then at that time, he reached the first dhyana.
那这个时候佛陀的爸爸就有点紧张了，因为在他出生之前就有些人预说他会出家，所以他爸爸这个时候开始怎么样，增加了更多的这个娱乐的设备，然后帮佛陀盖了三座宫殿然后希望佛陀呢能够因为享乐然后忘记要出家这一件事情。
So seeing that Buddha's father King Suddhodana start get nervous, because there were certain predictions saying that Shakyamuni Buddha is going to becoming a sage or becoming a monk. So his father decided to distract him by offering all kinds of sensory pleasures and enjoyment. So he built three palaces for Shakyamuni Buddha.
那在12岁，在19岁那一年呢，佛陀的父亲决定要帮这个悉达多太子能够这个找一房媳妇。那他找媳妇的方式很特别，他就是载了很多很多的金银财宝，然后放在这个城门前面，然后就昭告说，这个还没有出嫁的女生呢，都可以来城门前面拿走一样宝物。然后就请这个什么悉达多太子坐在墙上去看哪一个最漂亮。但是当所有的宝物被拿完之后，悉达多太子还没有看到他喜欢的对象。
So when Buddha turned to 19 years old, his father decided to choose a wife for him. So the way they were looking for the suitable candidate was they put out a lot of precious jewel or gold outside at the gate and made announcement that any suitable girls could come to pick one item of jewelry that they like. And then Shakyamuni Buddha would be observing and see if he sees anyone he likes. But after all the jewelry has been taken out, he didn't see one that he liked.
那最后呢？这个耶稣陀罗出现了。那出现的时候，他就看到没有宝物了。然后这个佛陀就，当时的悉达多太子就觉得他非常的对着这个耶稣陀罗就目不转睛的盯着这样子。但是耶稣陀罗就说：“你说请我们来拿宝物，结果你现在没有宝物可以给我啦。”然后悉达多太子就说。不然我身上挂着哪一件你喜欢的话，你就可以拿走。然后耶稣陀罗说不要。
So later when Queen Yasotora turned up, but there was no jewelry to pick. Shakyamuni Buddha really liked her, and he couldn't move his eyes from her. But then Queen Yasotora said, "You asked us to come to pick a jewelry. Now everything's gone." The Buddha said, "Well, what do you like? Anything that's where I'm wearing, you can pick one." But Yasotora said no.
然后耶稣陀罗的爸爸呢，其实也开了一个条件，就说想要娶我的女儿，没有那么简单。你们必须举办一场比赛，是射箭比赛，然后看谁射得最远才有资格呢去娶到我的女儿。所以他们就每隔10公尺呢去摆一个鼓，然后呢就看这些人他们能够射多远，然后这个箭射出去之后，然后打到那个鼓，然后就有人射要是这个40公尺的鼓、50公尺的鼓、60公尺的鼓，这些人佛陀的这些表兄弟兄弟们都相继去射箭。那大家射最当时候最好的成绩大概就是射到这个50公尺的鼓。那等到佛陀一出来的时候，他一射是射了最远的一箭90公尺的鼓，所以最后佛陀赢得了耶稣陀罗。
So actually, Queen Yasotora's father also has some condition.That anyone who wants to marry his daughter has to enter into a competition, and they put different targets for people to shoot for, 50 yards away, 90 yards away, and so Buddha's cousins all went into the competition, and they can only shoot for 50 yards, but Buddha was able to shoot for 90 yards.
然后佛陀娶了耶稣。陀螺之后呢，耶稣陀螺从来不笑，脸上从来没有笑容。然后后来这个佛陀在讲说，因为他的前世啊，有一次他们也是夫妻，然后外出去找食物的时候，看到有一只鳖，然后就。佛陀想要去料理这一只鳖，然后叫他的太太去外去找这个相关的食材。结果料理好之后，他太太还没回来。那时候的佛陀还没有成佛的佛陀，他肚子太饿，就把这只鳖怎么样吃完了。 然后吃完之后，他太太回来之后发现，哎，怎么没有鳖可以吃了？然后佛陀当时有佛陀就跟他讲说，这只鳖煮着煮着就跑走了。然后他知道他是骗他的，所以从此之后他们就结了一个缘。然后就是他看到佛陀就不会笑。
So, Shakyamuni Buddha won the competition, and he was able to marry Queen Yasotara. But Yasotara never smiled. That was because during one of the previous lifetimes, when they were also a couple, one time they found a turtle or something like that. They want Buddha wanted to take care of it, and he asked then wife. Yasotara's previous lifetime, asked her to, also his wife asked her to go out find something to find some food for the turtle, and then Yasotara went out. But she went out for a long time, and Shakyamuni Buddha waited until he was too hungry, and he cooked and ate that turtle. And then when the Yasotara returned, he noticed that the turtle is gone. And Shakyamuni Buddha told her, "Well, when I was cooking, trying to cook that animal, it escaped." And Yasotara knew that he was lying, so she was holding the grudge, and she never smiled.
那虽然耶稣陀罗从来没有对佛陀笑过，不过佛陀在经典中也从来没有抱怨过。为什么呢？因为是佛陀自己选的。
And even though Queen Yasotara never smiled towards Shakyamuni Buddha, but Buddha never complained. Why is it? Because that's a wife he's picked himself.
啊、在这期间一直有一些迹象让佛陀想要再次的出城，然后去看看外面的世界。但佛陀的父亲呢一直挂念着防止佛陀出家的这件事情，所以有一次他把这个城门啊用了非常非常复杂的一些机关把这些城门都围起来，然后就是让一般的人也都没有办法出城。
So Buddha's father, the king, was still quite nervous about the signs that Shakyamuni Buddha showed that he might be interested in becoming a monk. So he was trying even harder to protect Shakyamuni Buddha from seeing anything. So he guarded the palace with all kinds of tricks and materials. So it's even harder for ordinary people to enter.
那每当佛陀动念想要有修行的念头的时候，他的父亲就帮他盖一座城堡，然后里面就放了很多的宫女，然后每当佛陀再次动一个念要再去出家的时候，他的父亲又再盖一座城堡。所以这个佛陀他总共有三间城堡，一间叫做春宫，一间叫做冬宫，然后一间叫做游宫。所以这三座宫殿就是佛陀三次想要动念出家，然后他父亲帮他所盖的，想让他的心不要再出家的由来。
So every time Shakyamuni Buddha give rise to a thought of becoming a monastic, his father would build a new palace for him. And in the palace, there will be a lot of dancing girls and a lot of sensory pleasure. So try to distract him, a lot of entertainment to distract him from giving rise to the thought of leaving the palace. So his father built three different palaces for him. That's due to three times he gave rise to the thoughts.
那在最后一次的时候呢有一位叫做作平天子呢他是天人，他就看不下去了，所以就跑来提醒佛陀说，你前一辈子是住多帅内院的一生补处菩萨，你一定要修行成佛所以提醒了这个佛陀几次，也是三次。然后提醒完之后呢，终于有一天佛陀他想要出城了。那净饭王他的处理方式就是把所有这一个国家里面这个两倍曼哈顿大面积的这个国土里面所有的这个长得不好看的人，身心有缺陷的人，或者是有残疾的人等等， 把这些人全部都藏起来，然后整个国家装饰得非常非常的华美漂亮。也就是说，希望佛陀在这个走的过程里面看不见这个世间上不美好的事情。
So, at that time, the heavenly being, which when Shakyamuni Buddha's previous lifetime was, associated with them, they can't bear seeing Shakyamuni Buddha wasting time anymore. They came down three times, remind Shakyamuni Buddha that he was a great bodhisattva before, and his goal of life should be really practicing, instead of wasting time in palace and enjoy sensory pleasures. So eventually, Shakyamuni Buddha decided to go out and see the world, go out of his palace and see what the kingdom really looked like. And the way his father handled this is he tried to hide all the ugly, disabled, people in his kingdom. So when Shakyamuni Buddha walked out of the palace, he would still see, a beautiful, wonderful lifetime.
但这个时候，作品天使就再次的跑出来，然后就化现出这个老人，而且这个老人是老的非常非常丑陋的老人，然后让佛陀一惊艳，在这么美的这个国土里面，忽然看到一个非常非常丑陋的老人，所以让佛陀心一震，原来老是这么可怕的事情。然后呢？一段时间佛陀又出去之后，然后这个作品太子又变成了一个非常病得非常非常糟糕的一个病人，让佛陀看到原来生病是这么的可怕。然后呢作品太子他又变化成这个什么出葬这个队伍，然后这里面哭哭啼啼哀惨的声音让佛陀怎么样，一直不断的思维生老病死生老病死。最终这个作品天子他怎么样化作一个修行的人，然后非常安详的在这个佛陀的前面走过去。所以我们可以知道佛陀他出生之后不多久他都遇到他的妈妈怎么样去世，然后在看到田底耕作的时候，事实上他就已经在思维生老病死的问题，但是金饭碗一直用娱乐的方式让他不去思维这些人间的苦，可是终究怎么样逃不过这个作品天子的这一番戏。所以东西南北这四个城门看完之后，佛陀当然就怎么样要决心出家。
So what happened was even though Buddha's father tried hard to hide all the ugly disabled people from Buddha and create an artificial magnificent scene for Buddha to observe, the heavenly being that urged Buddha to practice still came down and first manifest as a really old person, really, really old and pretty ugly. And so when Buddha went out palace for the first time, and he saw what it looks like for old age, people for old age, and he was quite shocked. And the second time when Shakyamuni Buddha went out, he saw sick people who was also played by the heavenly being and showing a real sick people what sickness looked like. And the third time, when Shakyamuni Buddha went out, the heavenly being showed what death looked like. And the last time, when Shakyamuni Buddha went out of the palace, the heavenly being appeared as a practitioner who was walking very serenely. And after four times of displaying the suffering of old age, sickness and death, and eventually appearing as a monk, the heavenly being reminded Shakyamuni Buddha successfully, and Buddha had made his mind to continue his practice and on his way to becoming a Buddha.
那在尼泊尔境内有一个迦毗罗卫城，在印度的境内有一个迦毗罗卫城。那为什么会闹双胞呢？那事实上一个是佛陀实际出生的地方是比较靠近尼泊尔的那个，因为他那边根据经典的记载，他北面有山，然后他的西面有河，这些地理位置是符合的。 而在印度的这一个加比罗卫城是在他们挖掘的时候有挖出了一个这个滑石罐，而这个滑石罐上面雕刻的是这个滑石罐所装的是释迦族的圣人的舍利，所以这两个考古的迹象可以显示说，一个是佛陀原始的祖国，那另外一个是他们的族人在这个城所居住的，所以这是我所做的这个研究调查。
So this is a photo that we took at the city of Kapi Lavatu, where the original country for Shikamoni Buddha. There was a sandstone box that extravagated by the archaeologist showing that it contained all the ashes of the Shaka clan, or the crystal stones from the Shaka clan.
那这是我们在到那个地方的时候看到这个人拿着一把刀，那你们知道他在干什么吗？
So this is when we went to that place, we saw a person is using the knife, and doing something. Do you know what he's trying to do?
我们来看一下。
Let's take a look.
他在除草，所以你知道印度人除草是很悠闲的。
He's actually weeding the grass, so you see how leisurely they do it.
那佛陀离开他的祖国之后，就即将启程他的这个修行之路。然后他最初是到毗舍离，然后再到这个摩揭陀国。然后又回到了这一个菩提迦叶所以佛陀事实上他在当时候寻找老师的这个足迹已经遍及了这个他这个弘化的这个地方的二分之一了，也就是说他已经跑到最远的地方去了。
So after Shakyamuni Buddha left the palace, he traveled quite far to seek teachers and to practice, and this map just shows how far he has gone.
那最初佛陀来到了这个一座前正觉山，那在这个山洞里面修行，但修行没有多久之后，这个山神就跑出来说，菩萨，这个地方不好，这个不是你正悟的地方，请你这个再往西边移动。
So first he went into Great Enlightened Mountain to practice, and there was a God came appeared saying, oh, this is not a suitable place for you to practice. You should continue onward to the west.
那当佛陀他半夜离开城门，然后这个出家之后呢，耶稣陀罗醒过来。事实上作平太子他最后一次做了一个手脚，就是让所有加比罗卫城的人在夜里全部都睡着了，而且睡得不省人事，没有任何一个人醒过来，除了这个佛陀的侍者车利跟佛陀之外，以便他们顺利出门。那当耶稣陀罗醒过来之后，他非常非常的伤心，他抓着他的头发，然后摔着他的手势，非常非常的苦恼啊，我的先生到哪里去了。
So the heavenly being that reminded Buddha to practice also did the last trick when to help Buddha successfully escape from the palace and his country. He put everyone in that kingdom to a sound sleep except for Buddha's attendant who could ride the horse with him. And when Buddha's wife, Queen Yasodhara, woke up and discovered his husband was already gone. He was very miserable, and I'm saying, where was my husband? Where did he go?
这个时候净饭王发现他的儿子终于出家，也非常非常的伤心，然后开始四处找人去找寻太子的踪迹。
And the king Suhadana found out that Buddha has left the palace, and he was very sad as well because eventually he escaped and become a monk.
然后这个时候，金饭王他派出主要两个人，哦，是他的亲戚，然后这里面就有这个乔成儒跟实力迦摄，是佛陀的亲戚，然后希望能够怎么样，能够去劝佛陀回来。结果在前去劝往的路途中，那遇到佛陀，然后听完之后，他们就发现，嗯，你出家是对的，然后就决定护持佛陀。
So, Buddha's father, the king Suhadana, wanted to find Buddha, look for him, and persuade him come back. So he sent two relatives to look for Shakyamuni Buddha. And when they find Buddha, Buddha talked to them, and they actually turned around by Buddha's talk and thinking that, well, it was the right thing to do for you to leave the palace. So they decided to follow Shakyamuni Buddha.
然后接着金饭王再派四个人去，那遇到的结果是一样，他听了之后觉得佛陀你出家是对的，我们决定护持你。
So the king Suhadana sent more people, this time sent four more people to find Buddha, and again the same result. When they heard Buddha's talk, they agreed that what Buddha was doing was correct. So they decided to instead follow Shakyamuni Buddha.
然后当这个佛陀他离开了，听从三神的建议，然后离开了这个前正觉山之后，他就慢慢的前往这个菩提斋叶的方向走去。那当他走的时候，发现有一个地方非常的平坦，也非常的安定，而且这里并没有任何的蚊虫等等的这些干扰，所以佛陀决定就在这个地方修行。
Heeding to the advice given by the god that the place, the cave was not suitable for Buddha to practice, he went onward to the west, walking towards the direction of Bodhigaya. And on the way, they discovered there's a place that is really serene and calm, and there was very ideal place, very ideal place.For meditation and practice, so they decided to stop and practice there.
那在佛陀他独自修行之前，事实上他走了这么远的路，他是为了找老师。那找到当时两位最伟大的老师，那第一位我教他能够在进入了这个无色界定里面的这个第三个层次。空无边、事无边、无所有处，他教佛陀进入到无所有处的这个第七禅的程度。那佛陀觉得在离开了七禅之后回来还是怎么样，还是会没有办法舍弃他内心想要解决的问题，生老病死，所以他再去找第二位老师。第二位老师教他到这个世间定里面最深层的这个第八禅，叫做非想非非想定。但佛陀学习完之后还是发现，即便进了这么深的定，出定之后他还是没有办法解决生老病死的问题，所以他决定自己独自修行的原因，就是因为这个。
So we mentioned that the Buddha traveled quite far after he left the palace was because he was trying to seek out a good teacher that he could learn from. So first he encountered one teacher who taught him how to enter into deep samadhi. But after that, when he came out of samadhi, he still felt that the deep problem, the suffering of old age, sickness and death were not resolved.So it was not what he was looking for. So he went down to seek to learn from a second teacher who taught him how to enter the highest level of samadhi. But even so, after Buddha returned, came out of the deep samadhi, he still cannot solve the problems of sickness, old age, and death. So he felt that is not the ultimate teaching he was looking for either.
那佛陀他自己的一个见地是认为说，生老病死这些都跟身体有关系，所以唯有进行对身体最极端的历练， 才能够去面对生老病死。所以他修行的第一关苦行啊，是练习停止呼吸。
So, Buddha felt that the issue of birth, death, and old age and sickness must have something to do with the body, the physical body. So, the first idea he had was try to practice, to ascetic practice, first to stop breathing.
然后第二关是除了停止呼吸之外，开始不吃东西。
So the first step he took was stop breathing, and the second step he took was stop eating.
然后最后的结果是什么？身体变得非常非常的虚弱，而且怎么样？哦，差一点要死掉。那就在快要死掉之前呢，哦，佛陀也跟他随身的这个侍者讲说，啊，你回去告诉我的父王吧。这个并不是我放弃这个苦行而死，而是怎么样？我是死在这个修行当中。
So the result, you can imagine, his body became really, really weak and was almost dying. And then he also realized that, and he told his attendant to go back to his father and told his father, well.He didn't seek out dying, but he was going to die for his practice.
那就在他快要死掉之前，他做了一个梦，而这个梦是梦到这个无量的诸天怎么样，来跟佛陀恭喜，然后来道贺这样子，让佛陀知道在七日之内他会得到最大的成就，所以啊。他后来要告诉这个即将要回去禀报他死讯的这一个侍者，跟他讲说：“你不用回去了。”
So, right before Buddha sent his attendant go back to his father, he had a dream. Then there was a lot of goddess being came down and congratulated Shakyamuni Buddha because they're saying in 7 days Shakyamuni Buddha will attain enlightenment.So, Shakyamuni Buddha said, well, the attendant, you don't need to go back.
然后佛陀这个时候就怎么样？他发现了他不需要做苦行这件事情，而回到他最初的所学习的这个禅修，而且禅修之中练习去思维。那这个时候有一个牧羊人，他看到了之后呢，他就去供养这个佛陀。那佛陀在当时候第一次就怎么样？喝了这个牧羊人所供养的羊乳之后，这原本护持他的这个五个随侍者发现啊，你竟然不跟我们一起苦修了，你一定是怎么样啊？你改变了啊？你没有道心，所以怎么样就决定远离他而去。
So at the time, Shakyamuni Buddha discovered that he doesn't need to practice such self-meditation practice, ascetic practice to attain Buddhahood. So at the time, there was a village girl who offered a rice pudding to Shakyamuni Buddha, and he took it. And at that time, Shakyamuni Buddha's five followers saw that, and he misunderstood and thought Buddha probably give up his practice because he's now accepting food. So they left.
那这五个人也很厉害，一离开佛陀就走了200公里的路，走到了这个鹿野苑这个地方。
So the five followers are quite something because once they left Shakyamuni Buddha, they traveled 200 miles and then reached the deer park.
那当佛陀他做好了这一些身心的整顿之后，他横过了这个泥莲禅河，然后走到了这个菩提迦叶的这个正觉大塔的这个地方。那这个时候呢，这个村庄呢，这个村主有两个女儿，那这两个女儿看到佛陀来的时候非常的欢喜，那他们因为是大地主，所以有1000头牛，而这两个女儿他们想要用最上的供养去供养佛陀，所以他们先从1000头牛举了牛奶之后去喂500头牛，然后再用这500头牛的牛奶再去对另外250条牛的牛奶，然后这250条牛奶的 牛奶呢，再去喂三十头牛，然后最后十五头牛，最后呢，从这十五头牛挤出觉得是最精华、最精华的牛奶，然后去供养佛陀。而事实上，他们用这个牛奶在煮粥的时候，这个牛奶已经开始产生很多不同的这种非常特别的景象，就像在看电影一样，他们自己也觉得非常非常的稀有难得。
Buddha traveled through the Narayana River and eventually reached the Bodhigaya area. And at that place, in that village, there are a wealthy family, and they had two daughters. And they want to offer the most precious, nutritious food to Shakyamuni Buddha. So they actually raised 1,000 cows, 1,000 herds of cows, and they use that milk from 1,000 cows to feed 250 cows, and from the milk from 250 cows to feed less cows and to produce the best milk ever. And when they was preparing the milk, there was a lot of auspicious phenomenon that everyone was awed for.
塔呢，就是当时候为了纪念这一位苏加塔女所造的一个纪念塔。
So this is the monument tower built for the wealthy family's daughter Sujata, who offered the rice pudding to Shakyamuni Buddha.
那佛陀吃了这样的一个食物之后身体的体力非常非常的充盈，所以他就重新的坐在菩提树下，而且发愿如果我没有成最高等的这个正觉的话，我从此就不离开这个菩提座。
So after Shakyamuni Buddha accept this best milk, the rice pudding made from the best milk, he had gained some body strength, and he adjusted his body condition. Now it's suitable for the final stage of meditation. And he went back and sat under the Bodhi tree and said, if I don't reach enlightenment, I will not come out.
那最终佛陀在菩提之下成了无上正等正觉，然后成了无上正等正觉之后的第一个七天，他在这个享受成佛之后的这样的最上最无比的这种发喜。
So eventually he reached the Buddhahood, reached enlightenment under that Bodhi tree, and for the first 7 days, he enjoyed of the becoming a Buddha.
而这一个禅定之中，他还去把这个十二因缘从生到死，以及从死到生，一个是正向的观，一个是逆向的观，重复的去思维，而思维的用意是如何用这样的言语去告诉众生。
And during the time after he enlightened, he contemplated on 12 dependent origination again and again, also backwards, because he was contemplating how to preach such profound teaching.
那在第二个七天过后呢，佛陀离开了这个菩提座，然后就在这个菩提座的周围经行完之后，他凝视着这棵菩提树以及菩提座。那在这里面的印度现在就把这个塔他称之为叫做眼睛连闭都不闭，叫做目不顺塔，就是佛陀凝视的这个菩提树是七天七夜，然后他的眼睛是没有闭起来的。
And the second 7 days after Buddha reached enlightenment, he left the Bodhi tree and was doing the walking meditation, and he gazed at the Bodhi tree without even one blink. So there was a tower monument built to honor that.
然后在经过第三个第二个七天之后，佛陀的第三个七天是在菩提树的旁边一条不是很宽的地方，佛陀来回在这里经行，经行的时候也是在沉思这个解脱的法喜。
The third week of Buddha's enlightenment, he also is doing the slow walking meditation along the area and meditating the joy of Buddha.
在第四个七天呢，有一天有一个龙宫的龙王来请佛陀进入到龙宫去接受供养，那佛陀答应了，所以佛陀就进入到龙宫里面去，这个进入禅定的状态。然后出禅定之后呢，佛陀为龙王所做的事情是帮这个龙王受三规五戒。
The fourth week of Buddha's enlightenment, he accepted offering from the dragon species, and then they went into their palace in deep samadhi to accept their offerings. And when Shakyamuni Buddha came out to deep samadhi, he gave three precepts, take three refuges. The king dragon take three refuges and five precepts after Shakyamuni Buddha.
第五个七天呢，另外一个龙王他又出来了，也恭请佛陀到他们的龙宫去。而事实上这两位龙王都说，过去的三位佛陀在成道的时候都曾经接受他们的供养，然后到他们的龙宫去。
In the fifth week of Buddha's enlightenment, another dragon king also turned up and asked to offer, to give offerings to Shakyamuni Buddha, and saying that in the previous lifetimes, all three Buddhas had accepted their offerings.
而在佛陀在这个地方入定的时候，忽然间这个风雨交加，然后下了大雨。这个龙王为了守护这个佛陀呢，所以用他的身体做成了一个伞状的状态，然后去保护佛陀在定中的一个姿势。
So when Shakyamuni Buddha entered into deep samadhi to accept the offerings from the dragon king, there was suddenly a storm coming. So the dragon king did this shape to shield Buddha from rain and storm.
在第六个七天呢，佛陀往回走，走回到当初最初供养他这个什么这个羊乳的这个童子的这个地方。因为童子在供养他之后，随地砍了一个树枝，那在地上插着变成一个树荫，希望让佛陀不受这个日晒。结果没想到这个树上一插之后，这个树继续活着，然后变成一棵大树。所以佛陀回到这棵大树下，然后去呈现出一种感恩的一种禅定。
In the sixth week of Buddha's enlightenment, he returned to where he originally accepted the first rice pudding, and where the person put a little branch of the tree there, but now it's growing to a big tree, and they originally offered shade for Shakyamuni Buddha. And Buddha was doing the meditation for gratitude.
最后一个七日呢，有两位商人来到，然后看到佛陀在这边修行非常的殊胜，所以他们就想要把食物供养给这个米糕供养给这个佛陀。但是佛陀思维说，从古到今的佛陀从来都没有怎么样，直接用手去拿这个信众的食物而吃。当佛陀动了这个念头之后，四大天王马上发心，每一个天王都供了一个钵给佛陀。但佛陀又思维，从古到今没有一个佛陀用四个钵的，所以这四大天王把这四个钵怎么样，把它挤成一个钵，然后再供养给佛陀。但这个钵是什么？金钵，黄金所做。佛陀不接受，结果四大天王再变银钵，然后不接受，然后琉璃钵，佛陀不接受，一直变到后来等它变成陶钵的时候，佛陀接受了。
陶。So the seventh week of enlightenment, two merchants came by Shakyamuni Buddha, and they want to make offerings. They want to offer rice to Shakyamuni Buddha, but Shakyamuni Buddha generated the thought that never Buddha in history has ever received offerings by their hands. There must be a bowl. And when he had that thought, the four gods from the heaven immediately produced a bowl. But then the Buddha generated the second thought, well, never in history a Buddha accepted four bowls. So the four gods merge the four bowls into one golden bowl, and Shikamoni Buddha didn't want to accept that. So they turned the golden bowl to silver bowl, and the Buddha still not accepted it until it became the silver,
clay.
Pottery, made of the bowl, pottery bowl, and then the Buddha accept that.
那是我们这个僧团在走访进行的时候，在这个地方读经，然后打坐，拜佛。So
this is a picture of showing Damajong Mountain Sangha was meditating and reciting sutras there.
在菩提迦叶这个地方有很多的小狗，然后它好像特别喜欢躺在修行人的旁边。
There's a lot of wandering dogs at the Bodhigaya, and they particularly like to lie down next to a practitioner.
After 7 days, he went to Pratishinar. 事实上，这个随侍要讲一下，就是佛陀他在修行，这五个随侍并没有对佛陀提供特别的照顾，他只是在周围陪伴佛陀修行而已。So
after the 7th weeks of Buddha's enlightenment, the heaven being came down to ask the Shakyamuni Buddha to come out and turn the Dharma wheel to preach Dharma. And then Buddha thought of the five followers he used to have. The five followers wasn't there to support or help Shakyamuni Buddha. They were just there practicing along with Shakyamuni Buddha.
然后佛陀一样就往这个西北的方向走了200多公里，走了14天，然后终于来到了这五位随侍所在的地方鹿野苑。
So Shakyamuni Buddha traveled northwest in 14 days on foot and arrived at the deer park where the five followers were.
然后接着在这里，最初度了这五个比丘。然后接着在这个地方呢，有一个城主，然后相继的这个城主的儿子跟他们的这个朋友相继在这里有60多个比丘，就在这里被度化，然后也成就了最原始的摩拉甘陀库底金色。那佛陀也在这里度过了第一个夏天。
And so at the deer park, Shakyamuni Buddha delivered the first five followers, and they reached the arhats at that place. And then there was a wealthy family owned that place. There were around 60 people, and they also came and followed Shakyamuni Buddha. And Shakyamuni Buddha turned the Dharma wheel, and they all became monastics. So this is the picture showing Malaganato Monastery was the first monastery for the Sangha and the first summer that Shakyamuni Buddha spent.
然后这个时候佛陀知道，在王舍城里面有三家舍，而这三家舍，大家舍他的座下呢有500个弟子，然后二家舍他的座下有300个弟子，然后第三家舍他的座下有200个弟子，佛陀 他已经知道怎么样去度化这些弟子，所以他往王舍城的方向去，然后就在降伏三家社之后，这个僧团的第一批1000个阿罗汉同时具足，因为降伏了三家社之后，这500、300及200的1000位弟子也都跟随着佛陀，所以佛陀是在做一个非常非常 震撼的一个度化，在一夕之间就同时具足了1000位阿罗汉。
And then he traveled to the city of Rajagara, where he delivered another 1,000 arhats, turned them into arhats. So now, in a short time, he has 1,250 followers. The original Sangha was formed.
然后接着，当佛陀在回到王舍城之后，然后五比丘之中的一位阿梭士，又称为马胜比丘，有一天在路上走着。那这个王舍城距离那烂陀这个地方不远。 舍利佛尊者就是那烂陀这个地方的人，有一天他看到这个马胜比就在非常安详的走路过程里面，内心升起了很大的敬仰，就跑去前问这个马胜比丘说，你是得到什么法如此的安详，你的老师是谁？然后马胜比丘就跟他讲说，诸法因缘生，诸法因灭，这是我老师跟我讲的，那如果你想要知道更多，你可以去找我的老师。所以舍利佛就前往拜访佛陀，那听完佛陀的这个开示之后，他就证得了阿罗汉道，非常的欢喜，回去跟他的另外一位、一起在修行的好朋友叫做目犍连，也告诉他这个消息。那舍利佛跟目犍连他们的座下都各有125位什么弟子跟随着他，所以佛陀的第二次转法轮是什么，一夕之间就具足了250位大阿罗汉，所以经中的1250位大阿罗汉就是在几天之中就成就的。
So, one of the five, original followers of Shakyamuni Buddha is called, Ashari. And, one day he was walking slowly with poise and calmness, on the street. And Shariputra from Nalanda area, saw that was great, admiration for that. And he asked, where did you learn that? And, Ashari just talked to the cause conditions, the law of cause condition, and the phenomenon rise, phenomenon disappearing, and this is what I learned from my teacher, Shakyamuni Buddha. If you want to know more, you have to ask my teacher. So, Shariputra, at that time, he also has 125 disciples, and he was very excited to know Shakyamuni Buddha, and he told the news to his good friend, Mongjilian. And Mongjilian also has 125 disciples of his own. So combined, Shakyamuni Buddha delivered 250 people. So just in a few days, Shakyamuni Buddha delivered 1,250 people.
那后来在那烂陀这个地方，有一座叫做那烂陀大学，它也是全世界最早最完整的这一个大学。那它除了佛教之外，也讲了这一个所谓的逻辑，然后还有声韵，还有药草等等的这一些学问在这边。那这一间房间是当时候玄奘大师来这边留学的时候他的房间。那这个是他的打坐的一个地方。
So, this is a place, the picture shows a famous place, for Nalanda Buddhist University, which is the earliest and also most comprehensive Buddhist university, in history. And the picture shows where, Master Xuanzang from China, when he was in Nalanda, where he meditated and where he lived.
那这个地方的范围非常非常的大，但是最终呢，在回教入侵的时候，还是没有逃过破坏。那这个地方，它所要呈现的是他们的砖墙。那当时候在回教入侵的时候放火，然后把这个地方烧，而这个里面在传说中它的火是连续烧了6个月，而这个墙是被火烧到融掉，所以可见它的温度跟时间有多高。
So, the scale of Nalanda Buddhist University, was huge and grand. It's magnificent. Unfortunately, it did not escape the fate of,the invasion of Muslim, and they set fire and burned the place for 6 months, and the wall came melted away. So you can see how, what the temperature would be.
那在王舍城这个地方呢，有一个叫做频婆娑罗王地牢。那从这个地牢远看，它可以看到这个灵鹫山。那我们都知道这个频婆娑罗王被阿瑟氏王子囚禁，然后佛陀依此因缘开始讲出了这个观无量寿经的因缘。
So that picture shows, the king, Pimpushora was prisoned by his own son, and from the prison you can see, the, Greater Hukak Hill, which is a famous place in many sutras, where the Buddha had the occasion to talk about the contemplation of infinite life sutra.
那当这个频婆娑罗王往生之后呢，佛陀他就直接来到乔萨罗国的奇树几孤独园安居。
So after the king Pimpasara passed away, Shikamoni Buddha came to the Jivatava.
这里佛陀来到这里之后呢，刚好佛陀想要在这个地方种树，然后就问弟子说这地方种什么树好啊？弟子回答说最好的地方，最好的树当然是佛陀你成道的这个菩提树，所以佛陀就说那要怎么拿到啊？ 因为这两个地方距离是大概是150英里，300英里，非常远的地方，所以这时候目犍连就说我去拿吧，所以就飞到这个菩提迦叶，然后折了一个枝，然后回来种着。那据说现在的这棵树是当时候所种下来的。
So this is a picture of Bodhi tree around the area of Jitava. And because the tale had it that Shikamoni Buddha wanted to plant a tree, and he asked his disciples, what tree should I plant? And his disciples said, well, the Bodhi tree would be the best, because that's under the Bodhi tree you got enlightened. And then Bodhi said, well, how can I get it? It's quite far away. It's about 300 miles away. And then his disciple, Mangilian, said, well, I will get it for you. So he used a superpower to fly there and get a seed, get a branch, and then planted that. So this picture shows the Bodhi tree was originally from the Bodhi tree that Buddha got enlightened.
那佛陀非常喜欢奇树喜孤独园这个地方，在这个地方，佛陀一共结下了22次，也就是说有22年的夏天，佛陀在这里度过。那我们所聆听到最知名的这个《金刚经》、《空部经典》，还有这个《阿弥陀经》，都是在这个地方讲出来的。
So Buddha really liked the Jitava garden, this place, because he spent 22 summers there, and a lot of famous sutra came out of that place, like Diamond Sutra, Amitabha Sutra.
那最后因为这个乔萨罗国的琉璃王子回去灭掉了释迦族，然后灭掉释迦族的途中，回来又被大水淹没，所以这个等于是乔萨罗国的这个国家也没了。佛陀在那个时候也是已经非常非常晚年了，大概是78岁、79岁。那最后佛陀走回到了毗舍离这个地方。So
after Shakya clan was distinguished, the entire family was killed, and the country was disappeared by the nearby kingdom, conquered by the nearby tribe. And the conquering tribe itself also got disappeared by the flood. And at that time, Shikamoni Buddha was quite old, about 78 or 79 years old already.
那佛陀在毗舍离这个地方，他就说他即将在三个之后入灭。那阿育王在这里立一个石狮，石柱跟石狮，而这个石狮它所遥向的位置就是佛陀入灭的地方，居士那罗，库西那嘎。So,
and the Buddha said he was about to enter into Nirvana in that place. And so the king Ashoka built a stone, lion stone, to honor that. And the direction that lion stone faced was the place that Shikamoni Buddha entered to Nirvana.
那最后佛陀回到了居士那罗，然后接受了存陀最后的供养。根据我们的考察，就是存陀的种性，他是不可能会去吃猪肉的，因为有些历史考据说存陀是拿猪肉供养佛陀，但根据这个种性的考据是存陀他不会去碰猪肉，所以存陀他是拿了这个蘑菇去供养佛陀，而佛陀吃了这个蘑菇之后，他的身体情况变得更糟。 然后但佛陀知道这是必然的结果，所以佛陀也接受他。
So, Shakyamuni Buddha returned to Jushnala and accepted the final offering. And the final offering, some said it was pork, but according to our, according to the research, it could not be the pork, so it should be the mushroom. That after accepting the final offering of mushroom, Buddha's body deteriorated, even got even worse. But he knew that was supposed to happen, so he accepted anyway.
那最终佛陀在这个地方入灭，入灭的时候，在这里的佛像他所雕的是什么呢？是背对大家。那视线怎么样？佛陀究竟，即便在这个地，这个世间他说法一节，可是怎么样？无常的变化还是永恒的，不变的。
So this sculpture shows that Shakyamuni Buddha entered into Nirvana, and because his back is facing us, and even though he preached so many years, he will still follow the law of the impermanence.
在佛陀入灭之后，佛陀这个印度的佛教在几百年之后起了很大的一个变化。那这里快速的跳过，但要让大家知道的是。最后印度的其他的宗教也融合了佛教的系统。然后想请问大家，当大家看到这一尊这个雕像的时候，你们会不会认为它是佛陀还是不是佛陀？它上面有伞盖，然后它也具足了32相80种好，它也是家夫座，两旁也有菩萨跟天人的护持。
So after Shakyamuni Buddha entered into Nirvana, many things happened in Indian history and drastically changed India. But interesting thing I want to show you is actually Buddhism also, the streak of Buddhism also kind of melted into other religion as well. So for example, by taking a look at this picture,what do you think? Do you think this is a statue of Shakyamuni Buddha? Because it has the characteristics of a Buddha and also has a canopy above the head.
它的差别就是在它没有穿袈裟，所以这是耆那教的这个大雄天。
So only difference is it didn't wear a monastic robe. So actually, this is a statue of a Jainism, their god.
那事实上在曼哈顿的这个大都会博物馆，他们在对佛教的这个佛像分区的时候，他们似乎没有掌握好这个方向，所以他们把很多耆那教的东西或印度教的东西跟佛教摆在一起。
So in Manhattan's Metropolitan Museum, you actually can see that people couldn't tell the difference between Jainism, Hinduism and Buddhism. They put those statues all together.
佛陀故事我们因为时间关系在这里告一个段落。那透过佛陀的故事，让我们知道佛陀是一个怎么样非常真实的人，非常实在的人。他是由人辛苦的修行而成佛，而他最终的遗言告诉我们是什么？其实佛入灭之后，以戒为师，持戒清净是最重要的。那他也提醒我们，一切众生都有佛性，所以只要努力，最终一定会怎么样？成佛。所以这里也祝福大家早日成佛。
So the this confined to the time, this is a brief account of a lifetime of Shakyamuni Buddha. So from his life story, you could tell Shakyamuni Buddha was once a human being just like us, but he worked really hard to reach Buddhahood.So the takeaway is that we should hold the precepts strictly and work hard and try to have faith that everyone has Buddha nature and can start from here to reach Buddhahood. I want to give blessings to everyone, try to practice hard and reach Buddhahood. Thank you.